unsurprise party. Chapter 1. Ashlyn's Surprise. Skip, skippity skip. Ashlyn skipped into the garden. It was a bright and breezy day, and Ashlyn was in a happy hurry to join her friends, the Wellywishers. She had a perfectly wonderful surprise for them.
"Look, everyone," said Ashlyn, "jump ropes. There's one for each of us."
"Hooray!" cheered Ashlyn's friends. "Thanks," they said as she handed out the ropes.
"Thank you, thank you, thank you," said Emerson, who liked to say things three times.
Soon, the Wellywishers were jumping rope all over the garden. Suddenly, Camille stood still.
"Hey," she said. She looked at something in her hand and said again louder,
"Hey!"
"What?" asked the girls.
"Look," said Camille. "My friend too fell out."
"Let's see," squealed her friends. They gathered around Camille to look at the fallen out tooth.
"Ooh," they cooed.
"How did it happen?" asked me Kendall.
"Well," said Camille, "I just wiggled it like this."
Camille opened her mouth and wiggled her other front tooth to show the girls. Then she made up a little rhyme.
"I wiggled it and jiggled it a little bit. Just wiggled it and jiggled it a little bit."
And her friends asked, "You wiggled it and jiggled it a little bit?
Just wiggled it and jiggled it a little bit?"
And Camille wiggled her other front tooth some more and answered, "Yep, wiggled it and jiggled it. It's a little hip."
Camille stopped singing.
"Yick,"
she said with a brand new lisp.
"Look, my other front tooth came out."
Chapter 2.
Toot-toot.
"Oh, you lucky duck," said Emerson. "Two teeth in one day. Now the tooth fairy will find two teeth under your pillow," said Ashlyn. Camille smiled, and all the Wellywishers grinned at her.
"Now your smile is bigger than ever," said Kendall.
"Yet," said Camille. She sighed. "Maybe I didn't have wiggled and jiggled those much. Admit though, I've had them since I was a baby." Ashlyn could tell that Camille wasn't entirely happy about losing her teeth. She wished she could make Camille feel better. Suddenly, Ashlyn had an idea. The Wellywishers should have a party. A party always made everyone feel better about everything. "Let's celebrate," Ashlyn said, clasping her hands together. "Let's have a party. We'll call it the Two Teeth Out Tea Party. Would you like that, Camille?"
"Oh, yes," said Camille. "I love parties."
And after the tea party, we'll have a sleepover, if Aunt Miranda says it's okay, said Ashlyn. We'll sleep out under the stars. A sleepover! Hooray! Cheered the Welly Wishers. Ashlyn smiled. She could picture every single teeny tiny detail of her party for Camille. Everything would be just so. As she imagined her party, Ashlyn made up a little rhyme.
Oh, the sun will shine in a bright blue sky just so. My friends will be happy and so will I just so. We'll wear best dresses and flowery crowns just so. We'll eat pretty treats that will pass around just so. Oh, everything will be just so wonderfully, just so perfectly, just so. Ashlyn couldn't wait. The Welly Wishers would be so pleased and so surprised. A tea and sleepover party. Ooh, oh, I love it. It's wonderful, exclaimed Emerson, twirling. Let's put on a show all of our teeth. We can recite Camille's wiggle jiggle rhyme, and we can pretend to be two fairies. We can call our show Tutu Loose Toots. Get it? We'll wear tutus and, well, Ashen began. Your idea is funny, but it's not, Kendall interrupted. I'll decorate the wagon, and Camille can ride in it. No, said Ashton. I already... Willa piped up. We can have the party in the woods, she said. We can use a tree stump as a table. And eat berries and honey and... No! Said Ashlyn. And this time, she stamped her foot. The other Welly Wishers were quiet. They looked at Ashlyn. Ashlyn's face was pink. She took a deep breath and said, It's nice of you to offer to help, but the party was my idea, and I wanted to be just so. Ashlyn recited her rhyme to her friends. Oh, the sun will shine in a bright blue sky, just so. You will all be happy, and so will I, just so. We'll wear best dresses and flowery crowns, just so. We'll eat pretty treats that will pass around just so. Oh, everything will be just so wonderfully, just so perfectly, just so. Yes, but Ashlyn Emerson began. I already have it all planned, Ashlyn interrupted. I'll do it all by myself. She explained. I want to keep my plans secret. Because I want the party to be full of surprises for all of you. Well, said Willa. Okay, I guess. Don't food too much, said Camille. I can't believe that you don't want the show, said Emerson, shaking her head. Ask for help if you need it, said Kendall. But Ashlyn was already hurrying away to ask Aunt Miranda if they could have a sleepover. She couldn't wait to begin getting ready for her party. Chapter